Are you ready to have some fun today? I hope so, because you're watching Let's Talk in English. My name is Nathan, and I'm a teacher on this show.
And I'm your other teacher. I'm Katie, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. It's time for us to review our lessons from this week.
One of our lessons was a sports lesson. Rob wants to teach Megan how to ski. Do any of you know how to ski?
And it was Christmas this week. Do you know a lot about that holiday? It's a very special day in America.
We also had a talk about it lesson. This one is about what to do if you get a gift you don't want. What would you do?
You can think about that, but you should pay attention as we review our lessons right now. We'll see you very soon.
Hi, Megan. How are you today?
I'm fine, but the weather is really cold outside.
You're right, but it's not just cold. Everything is frozen.
It snowed a lot last night.
Maybe we can plan an outside activity to enjoy the snow.
That's a good idea. We can ask our friends to come.
Then we can all have fun in the snow together.
What activity do you think we should do?
I think we should go skiing. Skiing is a lot of fun.
I don't know how to ski. Do you think I can do it?
Of course. I can teach you to ski. It's easy.
Okay. Can we go sometime this week?
Sure. Let's plan the trip now.
Where can we go skiing? There aren't too many hills around here.
That's true. But Eagle Mountain isn't too far away.
Oh, yeah. Mark went skiing there last year.
Right. And he had a really good time.
Eagle Mountain sounds pretty scary. Do you think it's okay for beginners?
I think so. But we can ask Mark.
Hey, Rob. Thank you for inviting me. I love winter sports.
I'm glad you can come. It is always fun to go skiing with friends.
This is a great day for skiing, isn't it? The weather is beautiful.
I know. I love cold and snowy weather.
Are Megan and Susie ready?
Susie is ready. I don't know about Megan. I haven't seen her.
I'll check. Are you ready, Megan?
Not yet. I need a few things before we go.
What do you need?
I need to get some new gloves. These have holes in them.
Uh-oh. Good gloves are important when you are skiing.
I need a ski mask, too. I don't want my face to get cold.
No problem. We can stop at the store on our way to Eagle Mountain.
You did a great job, Megan.
Thanks. I was afraid at first, but the beginner slope wasn't too hard.
You didn't fall too often either. I fell a lot when I learned to ski.
Me too. One time, I had a really bad fall. I lost my skis and poles.
Well, I had some great teachers. Thanks, you guys.
No problem, Megan. You were a great student.
Hey, guys. Are you looking forward to the Christmas holiday?
I am. Carol gave us an extra day off on Friday after Christmas Day, too. That was really nice.
I know. I can't wait for our long weekend.
Do you all have plans on Christmas Eve? You're welcome to come to the special program at my church.
A Christmas Eve program? I want to go. My church isn't doing anything on Christmas Eve.
Great. Are you busy that night, Mark?
Well, no, but I don't really go to church.
That's okay. We have a lot of guests at Christmas.
Well, what happens at a Christmas Eve program? Will I have to pray or something?
No, no. Our pastor will talk about the meaning of Christmas. Then he will pray for everyone.
But you might have to sing, Mark.
Sing?
Not alone. We'll sing Christmas songs together.
Will there be a play about the Christmas story?
Oh, yes. So, what do you think, Mark?
Sure. It sounds like fun.
It's the night before Christmas.
And everyone at the office is still working. Aren't you going home for Christmas?
I'm going back for New Year's. Then I can avoid the holiday rush.
That's smart. I'm taking a bus to Texas tomorrow morning.
At least you'll be with family. There's no place like home for the holidays.
Are you finished with your work, Rob?
Almost. Hey, what are you doing tonight?
Some of my relatives are in town, so I'm hosting a big Christmas dinner.
That sounds great.
Why do you ask?
I was about to invite you to a Christmas program. I'm going with Susie and Mark.
That's good. Well, Rob, have a Merry Christmas.
You're still here, Carol?
Yes. I got some food before going home.
Do you have any special plans tonight?
My husband and I are staying home to watch a holiday movie on TV.
That sounds nice. I like to stay in on cold evenings and watch movies.
Well, it's very cold this evening.
Enjoy your movie.
The office was having a secret Santa party. Someone gave Bob a nice sweater. Cindy got a gift card. She loved it. Now it was Peter's turn to open his gift. It was wrapped in a long box.
Could this be a tie?
Everyone laughed. Peter loved ties, and he wore one every day. He opened the gift. It was a tie. A really ugly tie. Peter smiled on the outside, but he really didn't like the tie. Who bought it for him?
It's for me, Peter. I'm your secret Santa. You like ties a lot. I know.
June was a really nice lady, and Peter didn't want to hurt her feelings. If he didn't wear the tie, she would know. They saw each other every day. Maybe Peter should keep the tie and wear it to work once. Then June would see it, and she would feel happy. The tie should make him happy, though. If he returned the tie to the store, he could get one that he liked a lot more. But was that the best thing to do? Peter smiled at June.
You know me so well, June. Thanks.
In our review shows, we always ask you some questions, and Katie and I answer the questions too. So today, I think Katie should ask the first question.
Okay, great. Here's my question. What is the name of the mountain Rob wants to take Megan skiing?
The name of the mountain? That's kind of hard, Katie.
Nathan, you're a smart guy. I'm sure that you can answer this, but I'll help you. It's also the name of a bird.
A bird? Okay, so do they want to go to Owl Mountain?
Owl Mountain? Well, that is a bird, but that's not the name of the mountain. Try again.
Okay. The mountain is called... Oh, I remember, Katie. It's Eagle Mountain.
Yeah, and you're right. That was kind of a hard question. Do you have any questions you want to ask me?
Sure. What is your favorite color?
Nathan, you should ask me a question about our lessons, remember?
I know. Okay, here's my question. Susie is going to church on Christmas Eve. Who will pray for everyone at the program?
Well, she's going to church, so I think the pastor will pray for everyone, right?
That's right. Christmas Eve programs are really special. You can hear about the Christmas story and understand why people celebrate Christmas.
That's true. And I hope that Mark enjoyed the Christmas program at Susie's church.
Me too. That's one of the best programs you can see. Well, everyone, I think now is a good time to take a short break. It's always good to get a little rest when you're learning. So we'll be back very soon. Some of our new lessons on Let's Talk in English are lessons called Talk About It. In these lessons, we want you to talk about something that happens in a story.
And in this week's Talk About It, the character was given a gift that he really did not like or want. What do you think you would do if that happened to you?
Try to answer that question. Talk about it with a friend. Now, let's watch our features one more time.
Ooh. You're watching Let's Play. Harry Lip is my name, and it is time for a game. I'm sorry, everyone. Our heat is not working in here today. But our friends are still here to play.
Yeah, I'm... Gordy.
My name is Janet.
And today we have a very special guest, the one and only Santa Claus.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Santa, is that really you?
Of course it's me, Gordy. Hey, I've brought something special for you. Here, this should keep you warm.
Wow, thanks. Santa,
all right, I'm sorry, everybody, but we need to start our game. A sentence with brr. Use a keyword on your screen to fill the brr. Today's sentence is, my home is on the brr.
Is it, my home is on the snow?
No, Janet, we would not say that.
Oh, but what a good guess, Janet. You know, I've brought you an early Christmas gift, too. This should keep you warm. A scarf.
Oh, it's lovely. Thank you, Santa.
Okay, that's great. I'm sorry, but let's keep this game moving along. My home is on the brr.
But I would say my home is at the North Pole. But...
Our key word is not that kind of pole. Gordy.
I don't really know.
Oh, then just guess.
Okay. Frozen.
My home is on the frozen? Really? Look, I'll just tell you guys the answer.
Mountain! My home is on the mountain!
Well, finally, Santa is right! Okay, now we can all go home. We'll see you.
Wait a minute, Harold. I have something for you, too. Oh. You know, you've been naughty, so I will give you a piece of coal.
Oh.
Boys and girls, don't be naughty like Harold. Thanks for joining us here on
Let's Play!
Bye, everybody!
I was a good little boy.
Sing it out, Christmas time is here, Christmas time is here. Sing it out, Christmas time is here, let the whole world shout and cheer.
It's a time to sing, let the joy bells ring, it's a season that brings joy. Come and celebrate, we anticipate the birth of a special boy.
Sing it out, Christmas time is here, Christmas time is here. Sing it out, Christmas time is here, let the whole world shout and cheer.
Christmas, Christmas brings a message strong and true of the gifts from above that came down. Can give you life anew.
Sing it out, Christmas time is here, Christmas time is here,
Christmas time is here.
Sing it out, Christmas time is here, let the whole world shout and cheer.
I just finished a great book. I love the story in this book. Why? Because I wrote it. Yes, it's true. I am an author. Hi, my name is Wendy, and I love to write stories. I wrote many stories in all these books. Do you like books? Maybe you read one of my books. My books are very well written. I write adventure, fantasy stories, science fiction stories, romance stories, and so much more. I write my stories with a computer. It takes a long time to write a good story, but I love my job. When I write a story, it's usually over 300 pages long. That's a lot of words. Sometimes I will write short stories too. When I am done writing, I send my stories to the publisher. They will print my story into a book. It's very exciting to see my written words in a book. I love being an author. It's my job.
Two hours late again. No one notices.
Psst. Rachel.
Summer, you're late again. You should stop coming late to work every day. Where were you?
I was tired. Last night, I went to watch a movie. And then I went to buy some ice cream. So, I slept longer this morning.
Summer, we start work at 8. And also, if boss, he could,
if our boss finds out, he could fire you.
If our boss finds out, he could fire you. Who was that? Oh, Super Sentence Man. I am glad you're here.
Well, I am too. Today's super sentence is, if someone does something, they could something else. Now, let's make another super sentence.
If you keep coming late to work, you could get hairy legs.
Ooh.
What?
Oh, no. Wait, what do you mean? If I come late to work, I could get hairy legs?
Yes, and if your legs get hairy, they could start to smell.
That's a good one.
If my legs get hairy, they could start to smell? Smelly, hairy legs? Oh no, I will never come late to work ever again. I will come on time every day.
Well, very good. It seems like my job here is done. I, Super Sentence Man, must go and save someone else. But first,
a super sentence every day will make your English great.
Exactly.
Well, why are you still standing here? There's lots of work for you to do.
That's the end of today's review lesson. Thank you for working so hard and practicing so much with us this week.
Yes, and all this practice will really make your English better. Remember, we always say that you only need to practice for 10 minutes every day.
That's right. 10 minutes is all you need. Anyone can do that. But you should also make sure you join us again next week.
That's right. On Monday, we will start a new week of lessons. There's always something interesting and fun to learn on the show.
So, for now, it's time for Katie and me to go. But don't worry, we'll be back to learn something with you next week. I know that we're going to learn some great things then, and I think you will be very interested to learn with us. See you then, here on
Let's Talk in English.
Bye-bye.